Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At the beginning of this week, the U.S. government and Federal Reserve Bank announced new measures to massively ramp up inflation of the money supply. Announcing that they stood ready to do whatever is necessary, these actions and others in recent weeks are guaranteed to spark a surge in higher consumer prices. Stated another way, when consumer prices rise, that really means that the value of the U.S. dollar is declining. Of course, the government and the Fed did not explicitly state that these recent actions would drive up consumer prices. So, let me give you the English translation of what these new measures will mean to you personally. During the Great Recession, politicians and bureaucrats created the term quantitative easing to make it difficult for people to realize that it really means inflation of the money supply. When the money supply increases faster than the quantity of goods and services, consumer prices rise. The government and Fed's announcement that it stood ready to create unlimited quantitative easing means that the value of the U.S. dollar will fall faster than the Fed's previously announced target of a 2% annual decline. Let me explain this in even simpler terms. Because of the disruptions resulting from the spread of the coronavirus, now called COVID-19, the quantity of goods and services being created in America and worldwide is actually declining. When you have a condition where the amount of dollars available are increasing at the same time that what they can be spent on is declining, that has always in the past resulted in higher consumer prices. A loaf of bread is still worth a loaf of bread. The same goes for a gallon of gasoline or milk. If it takes more dollars to purchase them, that means the value of the dollar has fallen. The U.S. dollar index peaked Thursday last week at its highest level in almost 17 years. It has declined every day since. Savvy market watchers know that the dollar and other paper currencies are all going to accelerate their drop in value in the short and long term. That's one reason why so many people are protecting their wealth by purchasing bullion-priced gold and silver. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.